Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
At 5:52, brought to you by WeatherSeal. Get a brand new WeatherSeal roofing system for just $1 down at WeatherSeal Home Services. It's time for today's peak moment, presented by Nemacolin. Around every corner, Nemacolin creates real life magic for guests. I heard a story on Saturday of a guy who went out on a date, or thinking that there was going to be a romantic situation, Chris, and he brought a wingman with him. So the idea was, I'm meeting this girl out, I'm interested in her, I'm going to bring this guy with me, and he's going to make things less awkward in this.
She's presumably not bringing somebody.
No, she did.
She brought a
wingman.
So
it was like it was an informal
double
thing.
Date.
But informal, right?
The wing persons are supposed to sort of understand what they're there to do.
Wingman ended up stealing his girl.
Oh, no.
The one that he was interested in. Not technically his girl, but ended up hitting it off with the girl he was interested in. So, this is weird, Zach. Here's my question for you, Zach. Among the 52 other guys in that locker room, who do you think would be the best Steelers wingman, and who do you think would be the worst?
Is that guy the worst, though?
Yeah, because he failed his job.
Well, in a way, he's the best. In a way, he's the best because he did what the other guy who was actually trying to do couldn't.
But that's not the definition of the wingman. The wingman, he did not. That'd be like if Zach was the best, you know, pass catcher on the team. He's there to block, not to catch touchdowns. He's there to.
So, Pony, if you go on it, let me just get this straight. If you go on a purposeful double date, it has to be intentional.
No, Pony said. Pony said informal.
Somebody just doesn't.
It was informal.
But that's impossible. But how's it? Informal. What are we, 12? You just show up with a friend out?
Yeah, well, meeting the girl.
What is this?
It was at Chuck E. Cheese, Zach. Yeah,
meeting the girls out as meeting the girls out as friends, but hoping for something more. I've been there before. You haven't been in that situation, Chris?
Well, they were both hoping and one got something
but
more.
But he brought the guy telling him, look, this is the girl I'm interested in. Help me out.
Bro, okay. All right, let's go back to your question. I get what you're asking, but I'm just letting you know that I'm not going to really, first of all, that's never going to happen to me. Mm-hmm. But second of all, like, if that happened, then that meant that he really hit it off with, if this is the first date and your boy hits it off with your date,
yep,
better than you hit it off with her, then at some point at that night, you know that it's going to transition into them being together. So then, I don't know, if you're not successful at getting the friend, then you're a waste of life. But that's just me.
I mean, I think that's the clear subtext of the story here, Zach. So I'm glad you said it.
It's a look in the mirror moment. It's a look in the mirror moment.
It's a look in the mirror moment.
Do we have another one? Do we have another weird Zach alternate where I could tie it into one of my teammates? Because, like, I would be ashamed. I could take any of my teammates, and if that happened to me and I got upset with myself, mm-hmm, because it happened, I would be – I don't know. That's just an alternate universe I don't want to be a part of.
Chris and Craig have made fun of me this week because I don't own a debit card. I just don't have one.
So when you need – to be clear, when Pony needs to get money, he goes to the bank and he fills – well, he pays for things with a credit card. When he needs cash, he literally goes to the bank,
yep,
fills out a withdrawal slip, hands them his driver's license, and as he put it, makes small talk with the teller.
Yeah.
No. I'm telling you, cover what he wants, but he definitely has a couple – 10,000 stacks underneath his bed or in his mattress, for sure. There's no way you go to a bank that often.
I don't usually pay with cash that much, but I do not own a debit card. That is 100% truth. There's no lie.
When
my
you
wife
signed
would vouch
up for a bank account,
forward?
What did you do?
sent me the debit card in the mail, I threw it out.
What is it? Whoa.
Yep.
You see what I deal with?
Did you get up and walk away? I'm not even there.
Do you see what I deal with, Zach? This is what I deal with every day.
We had people that texted in and tweeted in and said, that's actually prudent by Pony not to use a debit card.
No, they said it's prudent not to use a debit card to buy things because there's like fraud liability. No one said to you, great job not even having one, Pony.
All right. So I have two. Whoa. So I have two questions off of this, Zach.
No ATMs.
None.
No ATMs.
No, they're useless to him. They might as well not exist.
I don't use ATMs.
You are. Okay. All right. Give me a question, man. Let's do something.
Here are the two questions. The first one is, give me the guy on the team who you look at and say, this dude is the best when it comes to money. Not meaning makes the most, but all about balancing budgets, finances, always
like
talking about investments.
When they had Carl Nassib explaining compound interest on Hard Knocks,
yes.
That guy.
Give me the money guy. You got a money question about taxes or something like that. You go to him in the Steelers locker room. Who is it? You?
I'm telling you right now, he said myself. Come on, dude. I think they're gone. Right now on the team, I haven't found anybody to fill in the same like masterpiece of finance that Dave DeCastro and Al Villanueva are. I know they're gone. I know Al. I mean, I've sat down. I think Stephon Tuitt comes in second place. Hmm. Yeah.
All right.
Tuitt, by far.
Okay, so here's another one off of my not having a debit card. Chris has basically said, because I also write out checks and pay for my bills in the mail and don't do it online, that it's old man like behavior.
No way.
It's true.
No
yes,
way.
Dude.
Bro, okay. Shout out to my senior homies. This is no diss to you, but that is very old. Like, for you to look forward to the interaction with the bank teller.
So,
Zach, he walks around with a...
You have a personal relationship.
I do.
Zach, he walks around and gives out Werther's Originals to kids.
Stop. That makes
and
me
I'm not
sound
saying
like a
that
creep.
Bank tellers aren't human beings. Because they're super nice, and honestly,
yes, they are.
They make my day because there's interactions with money. But the fact that you don't have a debit card to help save yourself in the middle of the night, that is, like, scary to me. Like, I'm scared for you.
All right, so here's the question.
I'm scared that people are going to know this because you have a safe
full
of gold. So I know you have to.
So here is the question off of that for you. Who is the guy in the Steelers locker room who's, like, 25 going on 50? Who's like a dude in his 20s who acts like a super old man?
Kevin Dotson.
Really?
He sounds mortified to be saying that right now.
Kevin Dotson and Kendrick Green. Kendrick Green legit has a receding hairline. Kevin Dotson he walks stiff. He has to warm up. It's hilarious. Oh. He even makes this noise and like this grunt when he's warming up that like it's cute. It's cute. It's hilarious.
Has either one of them said feels like
Kendrick
rain?
Green, if you right now online and like Steelers fans didn't know who he was and you put it at like a mugshot or something like that, you would think that that's like a 35-year-old, 40-year-old man. You really would.
That's
funny. Like just from the face, from the neck up. He's as tall as a toddler, but from the neck up, he looks like he's 35, 40.
All right.
Going on 40.
Last one. Bills players were bitching on Sunday night because during that weather delay, they got peanut butter and...
That's a strong word.
You're allowed to say it in a very specific context. You can't call someone that, but you can.
They got peanut butter.
How does that not get peanut?
I know. It's just the facts.
It's one of those weird rules of radio. It's like when you fumble the ball into the end zone, it's a touchback and not your ball at the one.
Pony, I'm sorry. I know we got time.
So during the weather delay, Bills players were pissed that they were getting peanut butter and jelly sandwiches, and they did not like the peanut butter to jelly ratio. They said it was 50, what'd they say, 50-50? They didn't like that? No, they said 70-30, peanut butter to jelly.
To me, I think that's close to the best ratio.
So what is the best ratio?
I'm Chris, bro. Are you like my brother in life? Because like we're really hitting it off today. Because like I think 70-30 is really good. I like peanut butter. I'm a peanut butter guy.
You're speaking my language, man.
And if there's too much jelly, by the unless you're like you're getting those chunks of jelly, that's displeasing. I'm not about that.
You gotta put peanut butter on both slices of bread. Then you just put jelly on one, or jam in my case. I'm a jam guy. I'm not a jelly guy anymore. I graduated from jelly to jam. And then
you're getting on my case for being an old fart, and you're putting jam on things. Guys, what's next? Preserved fruit?
Guys, because you
marmalade.
You go to the bank. You go to the bank before like to start your day off. Right. Like, you're excited.
Zach, sorry, Zach, we gotta go. Pony's late for the blue plate special at Old Country Buffet. He's got to run.
Zach, we'll talk again next week, man. We'll see ya.
Bye, guys.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.